The Gemara here in Tanis Daf Yud Dalet is discussing different aspects of fasting and who fasts and who doesn't fast. The Ramah in Or HaChaim in Siman Tavkuf Nun by Gimel Tanios. All of the fasts excluding Tisha B'Av, the Ramah says, Miu uberes u'menekes, a woman who is pregnant or nursing, shemitzaros harbe, who's in pain, who is uncomfortable, ein l'sano, should not fast. Vafilu einan mitzaros, and even if she's not mitzar, even if she is uncomfortable whatsoever, einan michuyavos l'sanos el shenagul hachmer. A woman who is pregnant or nursing does not have to fast on Shivar Sabbatamos, and Sarbateves, and Som Gedalia. V'dafka begimot somos, avo b'tishabav michuyavos l'hashlan. But on Tisha B'Av, she would have to fast. We'll return to Tisha B'Av in a second. And the Mishabura here in Sifkat and Hay adds, v'imheim chalushos nira de'ein lehem l'hachmer. If a woman is weak on those three fast days, of Shavuos, Arba Tammuz, Asar B'Tavis, and Som Gedalia, then she does not have to be machmer. And this is cited by the Abi Omer as well, Chelek Yud, and the Nechav Adas, who says that a pregnant nursing woman doesn't have to try and fast on those days, but there's a minhag to be machmer if she wants to in that case, but if she doesn't want to be machmer in that case, she does not have to. However, when it comes to Tisha B'Av, the Shulchan Aruch writes in a few simanim later in Tavkuf Nun Dalet that a woman who is pregnant and nursing does fast on Tisha B'Av unless she has a medical reason. And this is the consensus of almost all poskim except for Rav Yisrael Yaakov Fisher, who's the Dayan of the Edah Haredis and Evan Yisrael and Chelek Tess in Siman Samech Beis. Rabbi Fisher was known to be a mekel in many different areas, and this was one area as well. And therefore felt that even on Tisha B'Av, a woman who is pregnant and nursing does not have to fast whatsoever. The Chazon Ovadia Yosef writes in his Sefer on the Dal Tanios, he says, Hifriz Almida Lahakel. He thinks that the Evan Yisrael, Dayan Fisher, went a little bit too far in his cools in this case, saying that a pregnant or nursing woman doesn't even have to try to fast on Tisha B'Av. Shlomo Zalman Arbach and Elicha Shlomo says that if she begins to not feel well, then obviously, certainly, she should eat on Tisha B'Av as well. And it's important to note that according to all of the poskim, except for the Chavetz Chaim and the Bir Halacha and this Simen and Simen Tavkuf Nun Dalet, there's no concept of shiurim, of measurements on Tisha B'Av. Sometimes people ask, well, if it's on Tisha B'Av and a woman is pregnant, she has to eat something like that, or she's nursing, does it have to be a shot glass, things like that. The concept of shiurim, according to almost all of the postgame, is a Yom Kippur halacha. It is not a Tisha B'Av halacha, because on Yom Kippur it's connected to the idea of inui and being soveya and the shiurim that come with Yom Kippur. Tisha B'Av is just about the fasting itself, and therefore there's no concept of measurements when it comes to the person who needs to eat Yom Kippur. Eats what they have to eat, within reason, until they feel better. Doesn't mean you go out for a steak dinner, but you eat what you have to do to feel better if a person is in pain. So this differentiation between the two, where do we see a raya for this in our Gemara? So Rav Shechter, Bikri, Asod, and Siman Yud looks at our Gemara here. The Braisa says, a pregnant and nursing woman fast with the community on the first fast of the three sets of fasts, right? There's the three, then the seven. So the Gemara says that she fasts on the first fast, but not the last fast days. Another Braisa said that the pregnant nursing woman fasts on the last of the fast days, but not the first of the fast days. And another Braisa, a third Braisa says, right, she fasts on they don't fast on the first or the last of the fast days. So the Gemara says, what's going on? All three Braisa seem to contradict each other. And the Gemara says very clearly, really, the only one she does fast for is the middle, the second of the three, the middle set of fasts, but the first of the three and the last of the seven she doesn't. So Rashi explains that the halacha is that a pregnant nursing woman fasts only on the middle fast, as that one is more chamor than the first fast, but it's less difficult than the seven fasts of the end. And that's the compromise. It's more chamor, we need to be more machler it's more serious, so even the pregnant woman, we're going to make her fast, but we're not going to make her fast seven, that's a little bit much, and therefore the middle one of three she can handle. And therefore, the first Bryce is referring to the first of the fast, it means the middle one, and the second Bryce is referring to the last of the fast, it means the middle one, and the last of the Bryce is referring to the first and the third as well, means the middle one as well. That's how the Gemara comes out, lahalacha. So Rav Shechter says that any tainus de Rabbanan, any fast day that's midrabanan, we were not gozer for a chola she'en bo sakana. Chazal never included in any fast day a chola she'en lo sakana should have to fast at the end of their fast. That means someone who's ill, who doesn't feel good, but they're not in any type of danger. But there are two types of taniyos derabana. There's two types of rabbinic fast days. There's a tainis kala, a light one, and a tainis chamura, a more severe one. And for a tainis kala, we treat any pregnant or nursing woman as a chol she'en lo sakana, no questions asked. We assume going in she's a chol she'en lo sakana, and therefore we don't have to check on her. But for a tainis chamura, a more stringent of the rabbinic fast days, you have to judge each woman to see if she is a chola she'en lo sakana. So a tainis kala, the light ones, we don't have to check because that was part of the gzeira. But by tainis chamura, a more severe rabbinic fast day, each woman has to go and make sure that she is under the category of a chola she'en lo sakana if she wants to eat. And this is the difference between Tisha B'Av and other fast days. Tisha B'Av is a tainis chamura midirabanan, a strict rabbinic fast. How do I know this? Because the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches says, V'huchpulu botzaros de'amar mar. The tzaros of Tisha B'Av are more severe. Because on Tisha B'Av, Charev Bais Rishona, the first base of Mikdash was destroyed, Ubishnia, the second base of Mikdash was destroyed, Benilka de Besar, the city of Besar was destroyed as well, Benichra Shair, the city was plowed over. Because of all of the terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av, it is more chamor. We treat it more severely, and therefore the woman has to prove to us the halacha, meaning she has to prove to the Rabbanan that she is a chola she'en bo sakana. Whereas on the other fast days, we don't ask for any proof in order to show that you're a chola she'en bo sakana. And we can't assume by every pregnancy and nursing woman is a chola she'en bo sakana without looking into her individual medical situation. The other days are kal. It's certainly just like the first set of the three fast days in our Gemara, says Rosh Hashanah. It certainly can't be any more chamor. Why be any more chamor? It's a fast day for the tzibur. There's no reason to be machmer. And we see, says Rosh Hashanah, from the first set of the three, that the Gemara says clearly that we would not make a pregnant woman fast because it's not chamor enough. And only by the second set of the three, you see those are tanios chamuros. They're more strict rabbinic fasts that we will make the pregnant woman fast. So says Rosh Hashanah, we see from the Gemara what? You can have two types of fast midarabanan. You can have a fast that is kal and a fast that is chamor, more strict. And therefore we see the differentiation between what would be the other fast days versus Tisha B'Av regarding a chola she'en bo sakana. The klal that a chola she'en bo sakana doesn't fast at all on the three fasts is also found in the Chayadim and the klal Kuf Lamed Gimel. The Mishaburah says that it's usur for a chola she'en bo sakana to fast on those days. Meaning if a pregnant or nursing woman wants to fast on Asar B'Teves, Shavas Rabatamas, and some Gedalia, says that the Mishaburah would be usur for her to fast because she would not be allowed to. What's the get of a chola she'en bo sakana when it comes to fast days? That's an important question. So what is it when it comes to Shabbos? So we know from the Chafetz Chaim and the Mishaburah and the Bir Halacha that a chola she'en bo sakana means someone who has to go lie down. So if you have to go lie down because the discomfort or the pain, so now it would be considered a chol she'en bo sakana, that you'd be allowed to take medicine, certain things like that on Shabbos. So is that the same thing by a fast day? So Rav Nevin Saul says 100% yes. He writes in Yushalayim b'Moadeha on the halachos regarding a fast. He says the same thing by Shabbos. If it's the three fasts, if it's Shavar Sabatamas, which hopefully should be a moed of Simcha this year, but if unfortunately it is not this year, and the woman feels like she has to go lie down, she's a pregnant nursing woman, she feels like she has to go lie down because she is uncomfortable. So now would be enough, says Rav Nevin Saul, that she would be allowed to eat on those fast days. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky disagrees. It's brought in the Kovas Halachos. So he says that it just means you have to feel worse than the regular fast, person who's fasting. I don't know how to measure that. He says you just have to feel worse than you would before when you were fasting. And I don't know, is that more chamer than Shabbos, less chamer than Shabbos? I'm not sure. But he says it's not the same thing by Shabbos. But I don't know, it seems that the Mishaburah is certainly enough of a comparison to regarding fast days and Shabbos as well, and therefore it would seem that on those three fast days, certainly the woman who's pregnant and nursing should not be fasting at all. But on Tisha B'Av, once the woman who's pregnant and nursing feels that, she would have to go lie down. So then she becomes a chola she'ein lo sakana, and therefore she would be allowed to break her fast. Yeah.